Track 6, and now we're back to news stories. Schools vie for funds from supermarket. A trio of Teignbridge schools and good causes are in the running for much-needed funds to help young people. Moreton Hampstead Association of Youth, Rydon Primary School and St Michael's Church of England Nursery and Primary School have been selected in the latest round of voting in Tesco's Blue Token Scheme with £500, £1,000 and £1,500 available, and customers can now vote in a local store for the one they want to support. The programme is open to initiatives in Teignbridge that have a clear food focus for young people, including breakfast clubs, holiday food provision, access to healthy snacks for youth groups, community pantries, cookery and nutrition sessions, and food growing projects that help children learn where food comes from. The grants form a part of Tesco's wider fruit and veg for schools ambition, giving schools and community groups funding for healthy food projects as the retailer works to help more than 1 million school children get fruit and vegetables through its school and community programme, run in partnership with community charity Groundwork. Moreton Hampstead Association of Youth is keen to receive funding so that it can improve children and young people's chances to access support, guidance, food and positive experiences over the summer. Rydon Primary School is looking to use the money it receives to provide a greater range of equipment for sport and gardening, encouraging the development of skills in growing their own food and physical activities. Lastly, St Michael's Church of England Nursery and Primary School will use the grant it gets to enhance its forest school so that children can learn outdoors, explore nature, build confidence, teamwork and well-being, and develop a lifelong love of nature. Customers can vote for the good cause they want to support by dropping the Tesco token they receive at the checkout into the relevant voting box as they leave the store. Each funding round features three local projects with grants awarded based on the number of tokens received. Schools and community groups in Teignbridge can apply for funding in future rounds via Tesco as the retailer looks to support more local projects helping children and young people access healthy, nutritious food.
Calls for water firm to be renationalised. A trade union branch representing workers across Devon and Cornwall has called for South West Water to be brought into public ownership amid growing concerns over sewage pollution, water quality and rising customer bills. Members of Unite South West 008, the largest Unite branch in Devon and Cornwall, passed a motion backing the renationalisation of the region's water supplier. The branch believes it is the first local union branch in the South West to formally call for South West Water to be returned to public ownership. The motion comes as water companies across England face increasing scrutiny over sewage discharges into rivers and coastal waters, as well as criticism over executive pay, shareholder dividends and infrastructure investment. South West Water, which serves around 1.8 million customers across Devon and Cornwall and parts of Dorset and Somerset, has faced repeated criticism from campaigners and local politicians over pollution incidents and wastewater releases. The union's intervention follows a series of motions passed by councils in Cornwall expressing no confidence in the company as part of the Clean Water Campaign, which has called for greater accountability and improvements to water quality. Andy Cooper, Treasurer of Unite SW008, said water should be treated as an essential public service rather than a commercial enterprise. People in Devon and Cornwall are paying some of the highest bills in the country while seeing sewage pumped into rivers and seas, he said. Public ownership is not an abstract idea here. It is a practical response to a system that is failing communities. The debate over water ownership has intensified in recent years as public trust in the industry has declined. Polling has repeatedly shown strong support for public ownership of water companies, while environmental groups have argued that the current regulatory system has failed to prevent pollution incidents. Water companies have maintained that significant investment is being made to improve infrastructure and reduce storm overflow discharges, arguing that many of the problems stem from aging networks and increasing pressure from population growth and extreme weather. A spokesperson for Southwest Water said, "We understand how important this issue is to our customers and communities, and we're already delivering real progress. We know that there is more to do, but the data shows that the plan is working."
TV star Barrymore visits Dawlish. TV legend Michael Barrymore received a warm welcome when he ventured on a trip to Dawlish. The former presenter of Strike It Lucky moved to Devon earlier this year and has forged a new life which he is sharing on social media. His latest YouTube video shows his visit to the home of the iconic Black Swan. Throughout his visit, he was stopped and greeted by locals and visitors, chatting and posing for photos. His video of the visit has so far reached nearly 30,000 views, and he is now recognised as much for his TikTok and YouTube as for his TV fame. First stop was the 100-year-old shop Gay's Creamery, where he met staff and was given a free ice cream with a flake and topped with clotted cream. After a packed visit, Michael was full of praise for the resort. He said, "There's something very peaceful about this place. It's really cool. I'm impressed. It's spotless and the people are lovely. There's a village feel. What an amazing welcome. Everyone has been lovely. It's old-fashioned, but that's what makes it work. Very chilled. Everyone is so relaxed. It's stunning." During the visit, he also managed to fit in a takeaway fish and chips, heading under the viaduct to sit on the seafront, which he described as a lovely spot. A spokesman for Seabreeze Takeaway said, "We love that Michael visited our lovely town. Even better, he enjoyed his lunch. Nothing but praise all round. Fab for Dawlish and a perfect day for it too." Earlier, he popped into Annie's, the salon in Brunswick Place. Hairdresser Carly Holmes said, "This morning we were chatting about Michael Barrymore, and the next thing we knew, there he was outside the salon. He was absolutely lovely, took the time to chat with us, and was really interested hearing about the new creative business opening next door. We thoroughly enjoyed meeting him. Sometimes the most unexpected moments turn into the best parts of the day."
Tributes to popular fish and chip shop owner. A fundraiser has been set up after the sudden death of a popular Sheldon businessman. Andy Simmons was well known at the Village Fish and Chip Shop, which he ran for 14 years. His family has started a GoFundMe to raise £3,000 for his funeral following his death, aged 45. He was described as a devoted husband to Dee and a loving dad and proud granddad to three beautiful granddaughters, which meant the world to him. In a statement, his family said, "He was a much-loved family man and a friend to so many, and known for his kindness, humour and the warm welcome he gave to everyone he met. He loved being part of the community, having a chat, sharing a laugh and serving the wonderful customers who supported us throughout the years. He would be deeply missed and forever remembered by all who knew and loved him. We would also like to thank our customers, friends and the wider community for your support over the years. Your kindness and loyalty meant so much to Andy and to all of us." The family is hoping to raise £3,000 to help support Andy's family through this incredibly difficult time. The family says since his death they've been grateful for the support and messages which have shown them just how much he was loved and how many lives he touched.